Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The world around us is changing very fast, and some of us are not willing to keep up with those changes, let alone even accept the fact that, yes, the world is actually changing. What used to be considered a high-paying job 5 years ago looks different now and is going to look different in the future. This is not me trying to encourage you as a young person to go out and be reckless and, you know, grab onto whatever obscure and unproven emerging career that is out there. It is for me to encourage you to start thinking about how you can continue to have a more balanced approach and a very, very, very responsible approach towards pursuing and entertaining some of these emerging careers. So first of all, let's talk about what exactly does the modern world look like. So we come from a time way back, right, where careers were very, very traditional and very understood and very defined. In fact, believe it or not, once upon a time, there was a time when you could go to university, or rather finish high school, go to university, get technical training or get your degree, and then you'd get into the working field where you'd find work, like work would readily be available. And people would expect that if you want to earn a very comfortable income, even being a teacher was something worth considering. Being a postman, like being a policeman, those were jobs that would provide, and being a nurse, those are jobs that people would consider. Once you have them, you're living a very, very comfortable life. And then move on to where we are now, closer to where we are now, even though we're not yet where we are now exactly. But jobs started to take a different shape because markets started to change, the economy started to change. Now a lot of us are seeing that people who, or we started seeing that a lot of people in entertainment are making a lot of money, and people who are doctors, people who are lawyers, people who are pursuing to be mathematicians, lecturers. Those are the people who started making living, not just comfortable lives, but lives where they could have excess money and have enough money to reach the end of the month. And then we're now in an era where it's not so certain, even for doctors, especially here in our country, right? And this is not necessarily fear-mongering to move us towards the obscure and new emerging economies, but to rather emphasize that markets and economies always change. Like the way that an economy functions and where the most valuable jobs are, it always changes. And this is something that we do need to keep an eye on to see what exactly is happening to the world and what is it shifting towards. Now, I am a person who pays very close attention towards things that are changing in the world of anything that has to do with technology, right? Anything that has to do with, let me not say anything that has to do with entertainment per se, but I do have keep an ear out to see what are some of the things that are changing in terms of what's working in the world of entertainment. And getting into some of the emerging careers that some of us are very too eager to turn a blind eye to. You know, there's esports. What is esports? Esports is basically something we've discussed a lot in the past, and talking about the fact that there are now stadiums being built, centers being built where people can come together and compete through video games, right? It's competitive sports that happens digitally. And the sports that you train for, you have sponsors and you have people that actually earn money. I know that here in South Africa, there's a lot of esports events that actually happen at Monte Casino. I don't know of any others, but I know that that's one place where a lot of sports actually does take place. And then you have esports goes beyond just gaming, but it has to do a lot with gaming. And then moving towards YouTube content creators and influencers. These are also other emerging markets where people are building very respectable careers, and they themselves are becoming very respected within their industries. But something that we should definitely touch on, right? The fact that for those of us who are very safe, for those of us who understand the value of a job, like a comfortable job, a secure job, we are very reluctant to let a person, a friend, a family member go and pursue some of these emerging careers. And that's a very, very important thing for us to actually consider, right? Because it also speaks to some of our insecurities as a society, that even though we can see, you know, like, for example, historically, people, young people pursuing music has never been encouraged. Young people pursuing, for example, acting is not something that's always easily encouraged by families, because they know that not everyone makes it. Not everyone gets has that breakthrough, right? Or even has the runway, because you might come from a family that can't afford to wait for you to get to that place where you start making money, for which some people pursue these careers for 10 years. And I must make this argument, the fact that this is actually a valid insecurity within parents, to not just want to let us go towards pursuing these very, very glamorous jobs, but rather wanting us to pursue things that are very secure, things where we know that at the end of the month, we're going to be able to build and raise a family. And then after you've done that, you can then go and see what you can pursue in these other very untraditional careers, right? And I don't know at this point if we can still consider acting a non-traditional career, but I know that by definition it would be referred to as non-traditional. But now there are even more, I mean, we have job careers that are raising even more insecurities amongst parents, where people, young people, I mean, the most sought after career is to be a YouTuber. If you meet a young person today, you would be very lucky to find one who's not trying to be some kind of content creator, which of course in turn leads to then young people becoming influencers, giving them a whole lot of power when they're very young. And there's a lot of dangers to this, right? Because young people experiencing fame, young people have historically a very terrible relationship with fame. And by young people, I'm talking people who are still in high school, primary, people who are still even in varsity. There's a very, very bad correlation between fame and being young. Like, if you just do your research, you'll find that a lot of young people are being taken advantage of. A lot of young people make a lot of money very early and have no idea how to spend it. Some of us know that some of our famous musicians as well, that we see that because of some of the decisions that were made for them, or they made for themselves when they were young, as a result of having pursued a career and it turned out very, very successful, they ended up succeeding in that career, you end up finding that they experience a great deal of depression. However, that's not how I want to end up this conversation. I want to talk about the fact that it is important for us to entertain these emerging careers. These emerging careers are not to be looked upon, you know, with an eye that looks down upon them. There's a lot of scariness to it, because these industries, you know, like gaming, like being a content creator, like being a drone pilot, like being a software developer for some kind of obscure thing, rather than working in an office and having running a 9-to-5, and also just building businesses within these markets, right? I personally know a lot of content creators who are making good money and learning how to even build relationships with sponsors and make money and actually build something more reliable than what you could have been able to do just a few years ago. And that's a very good thing. But now we need to be able, as young people, to approach all of these emerging careers responsibly. Understand that discipline is still a factor, that it doesn't remove the need for you to be a disciplined individual who goes and works hard. You know, also that you don't need to completely let go of the traditional approach to building a career, because that's still very important, that you can you can work towards becoming something a bit more reliable while seeing that whether this other career here on the side can actually become something. In fact, if you often find these days that people who are qualified lawyers are building YouTube channels on the side that are incredibly successful while you're working as a full-time lawyer and you're actually building a career on YouTube, as a lawyer, like your content is law, right? You're sharing law with people and they're loving what you're sharing, and they're really, really becoming more and more engaged in what you're sharing with them. And that then gives you extra income, and it grows your personality on that platform. So this is something that a lot of young people need to think about. What do careers look like in the modern world? Do you only have to be tied to that one job? And I definitely am not advocating for us to overwork ourselves and not have time for family, to live, to relax, to watch a movie and to do nothing. That's very, very important. You know, it's a very broad topic, and there's many things that we'll probably cover a lot more in future. But for now, I think we'll park it right here, right? And just leave you with the ability and give you the opportunity to think about what are some of the emerging careers that are grabbing your attention, and how are you going to pursue those careers in a wise way?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za. for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.